You're listening to Tiffitations. I'm your host, Tiffany. This podcast is pro-black, fat positive, and female and film excellence through and through. I want to thank you for joining me today. And remember, if you ain't got nobody else, you got me. Welcome to Tiffitations. Hello, good people. I hope all is going well. We are having a big election in 2020. And I have to say that this election has really brought some things to the forefront that I never thought about before. One of them was a doubt about voting. Yeah, I know. Y'all gonna go, oh my goodness, you're black. How could you not want to vote? Our ancestors died so you could vote. It's not really what our ancestors died for. What our ancestors died for was our right to vote, not our obligation to vote. So I think we need to clarify that and stop shaming black people into voting. I did vote, and I voted early. I did make sure that I got my vote in, and I used to be the same way. I used to vote shame, not no vote shame, I should say. I used to no vote shame because I felt the same way. Our ancestors died so that we could vote. But that's not what really happened if you look at history. They died for our right to vote, not our obligation to vote. So why, after all of this time, would I now say, oh, I'm kind of iffy about voting after it's been almost 30 years since I first voted, right? The reason why I've been thinking differently about it is because one thing that I've noticed about the black vote is that we tend to have to just go for what we got. None of the choices seem to be optimal. I know that some people might argue that about Obama, but I knew black people who were not fans of Obama either. But that's neither here nor there. My point is that we always seem to have to vote for people that we're not quite on board with, but it's like we feel like the other side, and the other side is usually Republican that we're talking about. We feel like the other side would be so threatening to us that we just vote for Democrat by default. I know I have, you know, pretty much the whole time I voted. So why is that? Why is that an issue? Well, one of the debates that I got into on Facebook was people kept saying, well, we don't have another choice. It's either Trump or Biden. We don't have another choice. I heard that over and over again. We don't have another choice. 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 All I heard in that was desperation. I heard no progress. I heard no real support. All I heard was desperation. And I feel that desperation because I feel like our country can't afford another 4 years of Trump. You know, that's glaringly obvious when you have close to 250,000 people dead from a pandemic that could have been controlled, and he chose not to do that. So, you know, I mean, that's a no-brainer, okay? My problem is that there are people who have issues with the Biden-Harris candidates. I can't argue against some of the things that people say. But I'm also going to say this. I'm not saying that people's concerns about them are not legitimate, but there's another thing that I want people to take into consideration, because there are some people who are so upset that anybody black would talk against Biden and Harris, because it's like, you know, how could you talk against them? And, you know, Kamala's black, and, you know, they just going off about this. Joe Biden got on the Breakfast Club and said that you aren't black if you don't vote for him. What the actual fuck, y'all? Like, you know, and this is supposed to be our great white hope, right? So, my thing is this. The thing about voting and the thing about having to deal with that is, why do we keep choosing the lesser of the two evils? Why do we do that? I can tell you why we do that. You know why we do that? Because we don't believe that we have any other choice. We don't believe that we have any other choice. That plain, that simple. And that got me to thinking about the power we have in our choices. We have power. We have power of choice. We don't choose to exercise it because we're afraid. As a woman, a black woman, a mother, a person who has suffered a lot of oppression for many different reasons, I can tell you that making choices based on what's presented to you is not progress. What is progressive is making sure that you have other choices available. So, for instance, I talk a lot about fat phobia on this show. One of the things that I always thought I had to put up with was fat phobia in healthcare. I felt like I didn't have a choice. I felt like I had no choice other than to put up with it. And one day I just said no. The choices that were given to me were fat phobic healthcare providers, okay? Those were my choices. So I could have just said, oh, well, you know, these are my choices. And I did for many, many years. I did. But it came to a point where I said, no, these are not the choices that are good for me. This ain't gonna work for me no more. This will not be my existence. I will not live like this. I am fucking done. I'm done leaving doctor's offices crying. I am done looking at myself like I am the ugliest, unhealthiest person that I've ever seen in my life. I am fucking done. Because it did not serve my interest. It did not serve me at all to believe that about myself and to have that choice. So you know what I did? I educated myself and I created a different choice for myself. And every medical professional I see now has agreed to treat me weight neutral. 5 years ago, you couldn't have told me that that was a choice I could make, but here I am. Here I am. You can't tell me we can't do that for voting either. You can't tell me we can't do that for candidates that speak to Black interests. So, a lot of people were saying, well, who is going to be the Black person that speaks to these interests? Who's going to be the Black person that says, this is what covers it all for Black people? I don't know. I don't know. And I don't have to know. You don't have to know. What we have to do is get our voices in the right places. That's it. There doesn't have to be a Black delegation of one. We just have to find a way for our voices to be heard, whether it's via a podcast, whether it's via a social media movement, whether it's through a candidate that we select. Why are we always voting for people that we don't fucking support? Why do we feel like our only choices are Republicans and Democrats? Why do we have to keep voting for the lesser of the two evils over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? Why? And let me talk to white people for a second. I know some of y'all want to get Trump out of there as much as Black people do. Trust me, I understand, I get that. But you have no right to tell Black people that they have to vote. Somebody had to say it, I'm gonna say it. You do not have a right to tell Black people that they have to vote. You don't. You don't. You are asking them to support a system that serves you. That shit is racist. It's a microaggression. Stop that shit. Stop. Because the system that they're voting for works for you. It's set up for you. It's about you. It's not about Black people. Okay? So chill on that, for real, y'all. And trust me, I hear the desperation in people and white people's voices as well about, you know, wanting to get Trump out of there. But here's the thing about, oh, we got to get Trump out. Oh, we got to get Trump out. And I 1,000% agree that we need to get Trump out. The problem with we have to vote because of Trump, we have to vote because of Trump. The thing that worries me about that a lot is that it makes this seem like this is just a Trump problem. That like the state of our nation is where it is only because of Trump. Now, don't get me wrong. He did everything he could to tear this country down. And he's doing a pretty good job at it. But this didn't begin with him. What I don't want to happen, and I said this in another one of my episodes, what I don't want to happen is that we get so hung up on Trump, and if Trump is voted out next month, I don't want this situation where everybody takes a deep breath and says, okay, we're done. We're good. Because we're not. First of all the stuff that Trump has done has to be repaired. That's one. Two, we have to realize that this pandemic has only revealed some of the problems that America has tried so hard to hide for so long. Think about essential workers alone. Other than healthcare workers, they're the lowest paid people, and they are holding up the fucking economy. Hell, they're holding up our entire society. They're holding up our entire society, and they're getting paid pennies. We are now starting to see, if you hadn't seen before, just how valuable these workers are. I personally don't think that after all of this, they're going to keep on taking them low wages. Because this was the perfect situation for them to see just how valuable they are. And they are the ones making the money. The people at the top ain't making the money. They collecting the money. So it shines some bright lights on the flaws of capitalism. Okay. So do you think that if Trump is voted out of office, capitalism disappears? No, it don't. No, it don't. Do you think worker exploitation will go away because Trump is out of office? No, it won't. It won't. And that's just one aspect of this whole thing, y'all. That's just one aspect. So we have to think about choices, the choices we have, and the choices we're going to create. Because just making choices that are presented to you, it's not progress. It's not. And we have to do better. We have to do better. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about Ice Cube. Are we canceling Ice Cube? Let's talk about it. I'll be right back. Hey, good people, just wanted to take a moment to give a shout out to Joyously Sweet. Joy is amazing. She made cakes, birthday cakes for myself and my son. My son had a Miles Morales cake. He loves Miles Morales. And I had a pumpkin spice cake, which is one of my favorite fall flavors. And it was so moist and so good. And I don't know what she does to that icing, but the icing tastes like a little slice of heaven. So I am recommending that you check out Joyously Sweet. If you just want something sweet, or if you're having an event, definitely check her out. Again, the name of the company is Joyously Sweet. You can make your order by sending a Facebook message. The company page is under Joyously Sweet, and the phone number is area code 513-293-4418. Thank you for listening. Hey, good people. Thank you so much for listening to Tiffitations Podcast. I just wanted to let you know how you can support the podcast. So there are several ways. One is a monetary donation for as little as 99 cents per month. You heard me right. Just as little as 99 cents per month. And you can also share the episodes with friends on social media, via text message, whatever you use. And please, please subscribe. And I just want to thank you again for all the support. As always, thank you for listening to Tiffitations. And I'm back. So now let's talk about Ice Cube. Okay, so I'll just tell you my personal opinion. I'm not going to quote unquote cancel Ice Cube. Not even quite sure how I would do that if I wanted to, but no, I'm not going to cancel the guy. I have not read the entire CWBA contract with Black America. I have read portions of it, and what I saw, I was pleased with. Thought it was very well thought out, very well written. we already know that Cube is a hell of a writer, so, you know, no problems with that. But the stuff that I saw was great, and I felt it spoke to my interests as a Black American. So it came out when one of Trump's, somebody in Trump's administration, I don't even know what her name was, I don't forgot at this point, but she put out a tweet saying that she wanted to thank Ice Cube for working with them on the Platinum Plan for Black Americans, which is supposed to basically uplift the Black community economically speaking by providing loans for businesses and creating jobs and things like that, that the Trump administration is supposed to roll out after election. Okay. So they said, and then she ends the tweet with, haters gonna hate, leaders gonna lead. I mean, I ain't too keen on white supremacists using AAVE, African American Vernacular English, in the first place. But you know, we gonna move on because I got other stuff to cover. Wasn't feeling that. Thought that was some bullshit. And so everybody gets upset with Cube. Like, what the fuck? Like, he wrote a whole song about how Trump should be arrested. He wrote "Fuck the Police," and you working with Trump? So Cube did come out and say that him working with them was exaggerated in the tweet. And he said that basically the Republicans and the Democrats both came to him to discuss the contract with Black America. And he said that they both said they loved what he had. And Trump's administration said, okay, we're going to put this in our Platinum Plan. And Biden-Harris said, we will address it after the election. One of the points of miscommunication in all of this was that basically the Democrats said no. They didn't say no. They said after election. Okay. Trump said, we're gonna go ahead and put this in now. No, here's the thing about this Platinum Plan that Trump got, y'all. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. We're not gonna get a Platinum Plan. I don't see how that's gonna happen, knowing Trump's track record. Another issue that I have with Ice Cube even entertaining them is the fact that we know that Trump is a white supremacist, okay? You can't deny that. He does not denounce white supremacy. Anything that he does is for white supremacy, specifically white male supremacy at that. So, you know, why would you work with him when it comes to contract with Black America? You don't work with white supremacists to end white supremacy because Trump doesn't even think white supremacy exists. Okay? Or so he says. So he says. That's the story he's sticking to. We know that he knows it exists because he is actually, that's his slogan, right? Make America great again. We know what that's code for. And let me tell you a little something about Trump supporters. There is no logical reason to support Trump. None other than white supremacy. Because what you gonna do? Say he handled COVID well? That our economy is booming? That he treats immigrants well? That he has done well for our LGBTQ communities? That he has done well with people of color, women, anybody other than white men. The only reason anybody would support Trump is because they like white supremacy. I'm not even sure that Trump supporters even like Trump that much. I think they like white supremacy. And the black people that do it, they support white supremacy too. They support it too. They will probably tell you that they don't. But, you know, it is what it is. They support it. They're a part of it. I think particularly with black men, he strokes their male ego. Kanye West even said as much. So it's like, yeah, he doesn't appeal to me as a black person, but he appeals to my gender privilege, and he makes me feel good about patriarchy, makes me feel like a man. So he knows how to play on people's bigotry and use that. That he's done very well. So, you know, if you want to talk about things he did well, that's one thing he did well. So some people have actually accused Ice Cube of supporting Trump, and he hasn't actually come out in support of either side, not publicly. So that's another point of misinformation. People are like, oh, he's supporting Trump. And I really don't think that he supports Trump. What I think was that I think it might have been a little bit of an ego stroke, y'all. I just do. I just think it might have been a little bit of ego stroke, because how else could you explain that? You talking to a white supremacist about ending white supremacy. That makes no sense. It makes zero sense. So, you know, I don't know what went on behind closed doors. I don't know exactly how this plan was adjusted. So, you know, I don't know any of that information. But what I do know is that Trump ain't somebody you should trust. There are so many people arguing on Facebook about, you know, well, why y'all mad at Trump? Why y'all mad at, I'm sorry, not Trump. Why y'all mad at Cube when y'all should be mad at the Democrats? Because they said no. The Democrats didn't say no. And no, I'm not a Democrat dick rider, okay? So, like, a lot of people were saying, oh, y'all just defending Democrats because y'all Democratic dick riders. And there are a lot of them out there. There are. I just ain't one of them. My thing is, it's like, if I'm going to be outraged about something Democrats said, they have to have actually said it. You know what I mean? So, like, if you know, say Biden-Harris, when they win in November, and they come back and say, yeah, we said we was going to look at it after the election, but nah, we good. We not going to work with y'all on the contract with Black America. Then I'm going to be mad. Then I'm going to be outraged. Then I'm going to be talking shit. But that hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. And, you know, some people were saying, but, you know, Trump's campaign jumped on it. They ain't really jumped on shit, because what they're building, they said they're not going to implement until after the election. So they're really in the same place that the Democrats are, if you think about it. They're not really doing anything different. You know, all they did was invent this plan that we know they ain't going to stick to. So, you know, my thing is, it's like, I'm not going to trust a white supremacist with the interests of black people. Why would I do that? It don't make no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense. And like I said, for Cube, maybe it was an ego stroke. I don't know. Maybe he got paid. I don't know. But the whole thing seems out of character for Cube to me. Cube has always been anti-white supremacy, anti-establishment. So to see him do this is it's interesting to say the least. It's definitely not something I would have expected from Cube. But, you know, it is what it is. I want to come back to choices, because Cube had a choice to make too, didn't he? I'm sure that this probably wasn't a decision that he made lightly. I don't know what influenced his decision. I don't know. We may never know. But I feel like he wouldn't have made that decision if it didn't somehow serve him. That's why I said maybe he got paid. So, you know, we ain't gonna know. How we gonna know? Like, who gonna pull up Cube's, you know, financial records and reveal that shit? Ain't nobody gonna reveal that shit. One thing I know about Cube is he's smart. So if that shit went down, we ain't gonna know about it, all right? We're not gonna know about it. But what I want to leave you with, it hurt me a little bit to hear people, especially Black people, say we have no other choice. I think about our ancestors. What if they said we just ain't got no choice? You know, we slaves. We ain't got no choice. We're in Jim Crow. We ain't got no choice. They lynching us. We ain't got no choice. We can't drink at water fountains that aren't marked Black. We ain't got no choice. We ain't got no choice. We just got to deal with what we got. What if our ancestors said that? Where would we be right now? Would we even be debating about voting right now? No, because we wouldn't have the right to vote if they kept saying we don't have a choice. I know that sometimes making choices or not making choices requires sacrifice. Huge sacrifices. Our ancestors knew about that. They did. And maybe it's time we know it too. I am not encouraging or discouraging people from voting. I feel like that's a personal decision. And whether you vote or not is not my business. But what I will say is make the best choice for you and your collective people. Whatever you think that is. And that can be when it comes to voting. It could be community work that you do. It could be creating voices for the unheard. Whatever it is, just make sure that you are paving ways for the people coming behind us. Because when I think about that I don't have a choice shit, all I think about is my two boys. They are 8 and 2 at the time of this recording, and I can't imagine not fighting for a better future for them by saying I don't have a choice. So, y'all marinate on that. Create some better choices for yourself and people like you. Do it with love. Do it with grace. And no matter how you feel, whether you're voting or not voting, one thing I want people to understand about non-voters right now is people are terrified. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Our country has been through the ringer. Our government has been blatantly corrupt. People don't have faith in our government systems anymore. Can you blame them? Can you blame them? What has this country shown us that we should have faith in right now? Look at the election in 2016. People are actually bracing themselves for something like that again. I know I am. So it's not far-fetched to believe, why should I vote? Because my vote's not going to count. I voted, but I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I'm confident that my vote counted, or that I even felt confident in the process. The only reason I did it was out of desperation. I did it out of desperation. I did it because if Trump won and I didn't vote, I don't know. I just couldn't live with myself if I didn't try. If I didn't try, y'all. I couldn't live with myself. That is no judgment of anybody else. That's just me. So, this is a stressful time in America. It is. It's stressful. And we all feeling it. Whether you're voting or not voting, you still on the fence about it and haven't gone to vote yet. You're gonna go vote on election day. We're doing all this shit in the middle of a pandemic. You know, it's a scary time. It's a scary time in many, many ways. My hope for America is that we get the chance to heal. That we get the chance to heal and build a new society that serves us better. Because we know what's happening right now does not serve us. And I hope that in years to come, that we build a government that is more accountable to the people than corporations and big, slew-footed, scary white men. Okay? That's my hope for the future, is that our country is so strong that a disaster like Trump will never, ever, ever happen again. That's my hope. That's my dream. And I think we can all work towards making that happen. So, thank you so much for receiving me today. And remember, if you ain't got nobody else, you got me. Peace. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tiffitations. Please consider supporting this podcast for as little as 99 cents per month. Click on support on the podcast homepage or visit anchor.fm/tiffitations/support. And remember, if you ain't got nobody else, you got me. Peace.